With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He was detained, questioned, and then he was released. Investigators working the Nancy Guthrie disappearance detained the individual in an overnight traffic stop. They later searched a home in Rio Rico, Arizona. It's about an hour's drive south of Tucson near the U.S.-Mexico border. The man questioned denies any knowledge of the Guthrie case. This follows the FBI's release of surveillance images from Nancy Guthrie's home showing a masked, gloved, and armed individual at her front door. It's been a deadly mass shooting in rural Western Canada.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say eight people, including the suspect, are dead after a shooting at a small school in British Columbia. And they say two more people were found dead at a home believed to be connected to the incident. In addition, another 25 people were injured, including two airlifted to hospital with life-threatening injuries. It happened at Tumbler Ridge Secondary School. The town is more than 600 miles north of Vancouver and has a population of about 2,400. The incident is Canada's deadliest rampage since 2020, when a gunman in Nova Scotia killed 13 people and set fires that left another nine dead. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later today at the White House.
Netanyahu's visit to Washington comes as the United States is engaged in nuclear talks with Iran. Israel has a keen interest in the outcome, and the Prime Minister is expected to urge President Trump to take stronger action toward the Iranian government.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The January jobs report due for release later this morning. It is late, having been delayed by the government shutdown. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. The Dow futures up 82 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 26. This is SRN News. A billboard campaign comes to Maine.
The signs are simple. They say, "Christ is King," in white letters on a black background, and include an image of Jesus and 1 Timothy 6:15. They are the product of the pro-life group LifeSiteNews.com, and Maine is the next state that's getting one. The group says, quote, "When mankind turns back to Christ the King, our society will be transformed." So far, billboards have been set up in Texas, Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and New Jersey. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Olympic flame isn't the only symbol of triumph and transcendence on display at the Winter Games in Milan Cortina this month. The cross of the athletes has arrived at the site and has been set up in a local church. English artist John Cornwall used 15 pieces of wood from continents around the world to craft the cross, which made its grand debut at the London Olympics back in 2012. This is SRN News. One of baseball's top pitchers of the modern era is going back to where it all began for his 21st season.
Justin Verlander is going back to his first big league team, agreeing to a one-year, $13 million contract with the Detroit Tigers. The deal for the three-time AL Cy Young Award winner includes $11 million in deferred payments. Verlander, who turns 43 on February 20th, is looking to rebound from a frustrating year with San Francisco. His 266 victories are tied for 34th on baseball's career list. His 3,553 career strikeouts are 8th and closely trailing Don Sutton's 3,574. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Attorney General Bondi takes the Capitol Hill hot seat today. She'll testify before the House Judiciary Committee, expected to be grilled on a variety of subjects. Everything from the Jeffrey Epstein case to the capture of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. More details, SRNNews.com.